This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me. Thank you very much for listening and for calling now to be a part of the Harris Challenge. Let's clear off the early birds and give everybody a shot who hasn't been calling for the last 10 minutes thinking they could sneak in here ahead of time.
Sneaky sneaks.
Phones are not open until right now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. And on your cell phones, star KTRS will get you in on most services as well. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. This is their last weekend of the summer, and a great place to go see movies. We'll tell you what's playing there in just a couple of minutes. Speaking of movies, I would like to take a moment to thank Joe Holloman of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for putting a little plug in the paper about my appearance in this movie, Mississippi Grind, that is coming out 4 weeks from now. I've been making you nauseous with my talking about it. That will end 5 weeks from now, I promise, when it's over and done with and the thing is actually out in theaters.
Well, the DVD release, come on.
Oh, that's true.
Come on.
I still haven't seen it. Did I tell you there was a guy in the poker room the other night at Ameristar who came up to me and said, hey, I saw you in a movie, because he has DirecTV and they're showing it there on demand. I said, thank you for spending $13 to watch me in my one-minute scene in this movie. It really stars Ryan Reynolds and Ben Mendelsohn and Sienna Miller. It's going to be out in a few weeks. So, and of course, I'll tell you more about that as we go forward. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Sheila. Hello, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi. Turn your radio down. Everybody else, keep your radio turned up. Sheila, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Yeah, but I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm going to have to go on to somebody else then, Sheila. Sorry. Tom, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I would just like to say hello to my wife, Wendy, who I've been married to for 15 years now this past Wednesday, and then my two beautiful children, Aiden and Ella. We're off to Aiden's soccer game tonight.
Okay. Congratulations to you and Wendy on 15 years. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See which categories come spilling out this week. Led, of course, by our always number one category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two, The Name Is Not the Same. Or category three, Forbes Highest Paid TV Actors. They keep coming out with these lists. First it was movie actors, then movie actresses, then athletes. I guess now we're up to TV actors. So those are the three categories. Which one would you like, Tom?
Why don't we do The Name Is Not the Same?
Okay, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to give Tom 60 seconds to answer five questions worth 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in that order. He can pass on any question he likes, come back to it, and pick it up later as long as he does it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when we'll tally up the points and see if he has earned enough to get himself a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man! Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from
3 years
Sky...
3 years, he's been laughing at that.
I know.
Every Friday.
Never gets old to him.
I know. We also have free passes for the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
And this weekend, they're going to have a special event called Classic Car Night. That's tomorrow. You come in your classic car or your hot rod, 1990 or earlier, tomorrow night, and the driver gets in for free.
All right.
And even if you're not going for that, just going to see movies. On Screen One, they've got Minions and Inside Out. That would be your animated duo of flicks. And on Screen Number Two, Jurassic World and Furious 7. They're going out with a bang, an action bang on Screen Two there for the final weekend of the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
Yeah, and then... Family Nuts. We have a gift certificate for Family Nuts right here in Westport Plaza.
Yeah.
You get one free hand-dipped ice cream, or you can get a half pound of Elite Chocolate or Nuts. How about that?
Now, you get that if you get 8 points or better, but if you get all 15 points, then we add in a bonus prize.
Yes, we do. We give you a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMond in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sundays. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
Heartily endorsed by every member of the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon team. We've all been there and eaten great food at Jimmy's place. Yes. All right, Tom, your category is The Name Is Not the Same. We've set the clock to 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. President Obama went to Alaska to restore the name Denali to the tallest mountain in the United States this week. What was it called for the last century?
McKinley.
Correct. By what name do we now know the country known as Burma?
Pat.
The King and I took place in Siam. What is that country called today?
India.
Thailand. What do we now call the African country once known as Rhodesia?
Oh, my goodness. Zimbabwe.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the 5 countries that used to be known collectively as Yugoslavia.
Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yep.
Croatia.
Yep.
Oh, I'm drawing a Serbia.
Yep.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank on the other two.
How about that or Burma's new name?
No clue. I'm not even gonna think.
All right, the other two in Yugoslavia, you got 3 out of 5, which is pretty good. The other two were Slovenia and Macedonia, and Burma is now known as Myanmar.
So, oh, of course.
Let's see. You got McKinley for 1, and you got Zimbabwe for 4. Bosnia-Herzegovina makes 6. Croatia makes 7. Serbia makes 8. That's a winner, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Way to go, Tom.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and we will meet our next contestant, and that's you, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
Have a happy Labor Day. And I also want to say hi to my wife. We're going to be married 18 years next week.
Wow.
And I've got 4 children.
Well, mention their names, for goodness sake.
Jake, Sam, Ella, and Kyle.
All right. It is anniversary month here on the Harris Challenge. Congratulations to you and your wife. Here are the category choices. Have you been paying attention? Forbes, highest paid TV actors, or our new third category, going into Labor Day.
Going into Labor Day.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Ken. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president established Labor Day as a federal holiday in 1887? Grover Cleveland, William Howard Taft, or James K. Polk?
Cleveland.
Correct. The union organization AFL was founded in 1886 and later merged with the CIO. What does AFL stand for?
American Federation of Labor.
Correct. Which labor leader was elected president of Poland in 1990?
Lech Walesa.
Correct. Which labor union has the most members in the U.S.? The Teamsters, the auto factory workers, or the National Education Association's teachers?
Teamsters.
No, it's the teachers. In the last 30 years, have more men or women served as United States Secretary of Labor?
Female.
7 women and 2 men. Plus, my brother was in there as an acting secretary for a few months. That's the only reason I know that one.
Good plug.
Thank you. By the way, about the union one, the NEA has 2.7 million teachers in it, making it the largest union in the country. The Teamsters have 1.4 million. The auto workers, which used to be dominant in St. Louis and elsewhere, down to 400,000 members. But without that, you still got yourself 11 points, Ken, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend and happy anniversary again. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Good luck to Navy football this year. They go from being independent to the American Conference. Go Navy, beat Army.
All right. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Forbes highest paid TV actors or people in the news?
I'll take TV actors.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Josh, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who moved from 9th to 1st on Forbes' list thanks to a new contract as the star of The Big Bang Theory?
Jim Parsons.
Correct. Which NCIS star raked in $20 million this year?
Pass.
Ashton Kutcher and John Cryer pulled in a combined $35 million for starring on what sitcom?
2 and a Half Men.
Correct. For what TV show was Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy, paid $12 million this year?
Pass.
For what ABC sitcom were actors named Burrell, Stone Street, O'Neill, and Ferguson paid a combined $43 million this year?
Pass. Let me go back to Patrick Dempsey. Is it NCIS New Orleans?
Patrick Dempsey's on Grey's Anatomy. How about that NCIS star, though, that raked in $20 million this year?
Oh, I can see the guy from Gibbs, but I cannot think of it. Mark Harmon.
Right before the buzzer, you got Mark Harmon correct, Josh. But you didn't know the ABC sitcom with Ty Burrell, Eric Stone Street, Ed O'Neill, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson is Modern Family.
Oh, I should have known that one.
So all you did was the 1, 2, and 3 for a total of 6 points. And when you're on the Harris Challenge and you don't win, you get punished.
Hey, before you get into that, can I tell you that when you punished somebody a couple months ago with me first in the Gimme Gimme, that wasn't fair because I own that CD, and that's actually good stuff.
Well, there's no accounting for taste. There's probably somebody who likes hearing Tiny Tim sing Stairway to Heaven, too, Josh. Let's find out.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
This is Tiny Tim.
Yeah, he's not using the high voice.
Oh, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Okay, that's enough.
That had to be Tiny Tim after a testosterone injection.
Wow.
Or something. Josh, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, thank you.
Thank you for playing.
It was a little cowardly lionish there. Oh,
yeah. Little Bert Lahr, you're right. Ron, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the challenge.
Hey, good to be here.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my daughter is the goalie for Lincoln Christian University in Lincoln, Illinois, so I want to wish them good luck this year.
Okay. Which category of our last two would you like? Have you been paying attention? Or our other category, which is people in the news.
Let's do the paying attention one.
Okay, Ron. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state was Kim Davis jailed for contempt of court for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples?
Kentucky.
Correct. Which East Coast state was told by a federal judge this week that it may not allow gambling on sports?
New Jersey?
Correct. Which famous pothead is going to sell his own proprietary brand of marijuana? Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, or Seth Rogen?
Pat.
Which company has expanded its recall of American cheese singles due to consumer complaints about the plastic film representing a potential choking hazard?
Kraft.
Correct. Which do researchers at Harvard say is as bad as secondhand smoke? Noise pollution, sugary sodas, or stress at work?
Sugary sodas.
Stress at work. How about which pothead? Pick one. Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, or Seth Rogen?
Willie Nelson.
It is Willie Nelson. He's got his own brand of pot now called Willie's Reserve.
What took him?
I'm really surprised at two things. One, that it took so long, and two, that he has any left over. Ron, you got 1, 2, 3, and 4. 10 points. You're a winner. Nicely done.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get the prizes while we bring in our final contestant today, and that's you, Pat.
Hi, Paul. You always save the best for last. I'm a retired mailman, and I work for Enterprise Leasing. So, folks, keep those cards and letters coming. And if you need to rent a car, we will pick you up.
Okay. Nice plug. That's how you do it. Nice and efficient, right into it. All right, your category is People in the News, Pat. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did U.S. District Judge Richard Berman say had gone too far in punishing Tom Brady over the football deflating scandal?
The National Football League or Roger Goodell.
Correct. Who announced at the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday he's going to run for president in 2020?
That would be Kanye West.
Correct. Which former Rams running back was charged this week with murdering his prison cellmate this spring?
LP, Lawrence Phillips.
Correct. Which neurologist who wrote the book that the 1990 Robert De Niro, Robin Williams movie Awakenings was based on died this week at age 82?
Let's pass it. I don't know.
Which horror movie maestro who created the Freddy Krueger and Scream franchises died this week at age 76?
That would be Wes Craven.
Correct. Okay. Neurologist wrote the book that Awakenings was based on.
I got you. Wayne Dyer?
He also died this week, but this guy we're talking about is Oliver Sacks.
Okay, I know what it was. Okay.
Brilliant guy. Let's see how you did here, Pat. All but the four gives you 11 points, and we have a quadruple winning session today.
Nicely, very good. Thanks, Paul.
Nicely done. Pat, stand by while Dan gets your information, and that's the Harris Challenge. You'll get another shot 1 week from today, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.